Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Deb Calvert. Deb, I need your website, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com. First two words are spelled out, all in letters, and the last two letters stand for Productivity Solutions, PeopleFirstPS.
All right, so check that out. Tell us what you do for your folks.
I'm an executive coach. I work with small business owners and with corporate leaders to help them develop soft skills and approaches and strategies that help them be more effective in their role. And I do work with companies on team effectiveness, and we've got another branch of the business that works on sales productivity.
Mm-hmm. And all about finding success and doing it with a little more ease and a little less conflict and a little less stress. Good for you, Deb, for all the great work that you're doing. Folks, I encourage you to find her online and check out her books, too. Hey, Deb, we've been talking about avoiding how to avoid the challenges that dismissing conflict, being in denial about potential problems that customers that could pop up with customers. We need to extend this kind of thinking to our employees, too, don't we? Because I want my employees to tell me, as I tell them all the time, I can handle bad news. If you have bad news, please don't keep it from me. I can fix bad news. I can't fix no news. And so I try to tell them that. So if you got a delivery person and something breaks, you need them to get on the phone right away and not think he's going to fire me because something broke. You need to say, he's going to help me fix this. That's how you need to. We got to train our people to do the same thing. Otherwise, you know, if we're the only one, then I don't think that's going to work.
Well, it's got to be accountability. So behind all of this, we said there's already humility, the willingness to admit you don't know everything and you could use some feedback and do some learning. And then there's also accountability that we have a shared ownership. Yes, I may be the business owner, but I want you to own your piece of the
right.
puzzle here.
That's
I want
the
you
word.
To be a
ownership.
Contributor
That's
at a high
key,
enough level.
It?
Yes.
Ownership.
Right. Personal accountability. When you try to hide things, they only ever get worse. The conflict becomes much bigger.
Right.
You do that enough times, that's what's going to get you fired because there won't be any choice left.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can have dialogue, if you can be accountable, if you can be proactive and stay in front of problems, great. But when they start to bubble up, don't feel like you have to figure it out on your own. Find resources inside the organization here.
When I give an assignment to one of my employees, I tell them, you own this. This belongs to you. And to the degree that you need me to help you, that's when I work for you.
That's good delegating. Yes.
And I tell them, if you need me to do something for you and you don't bug me, you don't ask me for it, you don't say, you know, I don't want you in there thinking, well, he's real busy. I don't need to tell him this. If I've given you the responsibility and you need me to help you, it's your job to make sure you get it out of me.
Yeah, and that feedback, you continuing to give that feedback, that helps employees. It helps vendors. I mean, hopefully we're all working with vendors who are open and receptive.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've encountered a few who it's not a great relationship because they won't hear me. They don't.
Right.
They think that all they have to do is deliver what they want to deliver, whether
right.
it meets my needs or not.
It's too much of that
going
on.
And that's a problem when they don't listen. They don't want to hear.
Well, and
but we have to give that.
And of course, I keep coming back to the reason for this whole conversation, folks, with Deb is we want to all have customers that we can't run off. Customers for life, right, Deb? We want people who, you know, I've got vendors that have not let me down in 20 years. And we've been through thick and thin, we're good and bad, and there's almost nothing they can do to make me go away because of that relationship. What do you think?
I have some of those too, and I know that there are so many referrals I make. So it's customer for life and the referrals that I make them on top of that.
Give us the website again, please, Deb.
PeopleFirstTS.com.
Thank you, Deb, for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, Jim.
Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Stop Selling and Start Leading, How to Make Extraordinary Sales Happen. That's one of her books. And check out her website, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.